We're up to Gufa. So we learned that if you, for example, you smear a goy, you are potter. Only those who have an issa to smear themselves, anoint themselves, you have an issa for others to anoint them. But if they're not shaykh to hold issa, then even someone else doesn't. Them is not available. So Gufa, how do you know that? We are now about 10 lines on the top. Gufa, let's analyze what we said in the body of the din. Tani tani kamei rav lozer kol shesh pesach. Whoever is included in the issa, they're not allowed to anoint themselves. Yeshna bebal yisach. You're not allowed to anoint others. Kol she'ein the pesach, ein the bal yisach. Amalei, he said to him, shapika amrit. You're right in what you're saying. Lo yisach ksiv, it says in the pasuk, lo yisach with two yuds, which is an extra yud, v'karibre lo yasich. It says, don't be massive, don't anoint others. So we see clearly that lo yisach and lo yasich are connected. That only if you have an isa to anoint yourself, do you have an isa for others to anoint you. Okay, we're starting now the Zayin of an Aleph, we're about 40 lines at the top. Toni Rab Chananya. Kamei derava. Menayin, how do you know the in Krisis? How do you know the Kohen Gadol, a Kohen Gadol, Shenotel Meshem, and Amishcha, Haino, a Kohen Gadol, took from the oil. The used for anointing, Shal Roshi, that was on his head, Venosin Abnei Mev, then he smeared some on his stomach. Menayin, how do you know Shuchai, that he's liable, he had no right to place it on his goof. Shenever it says, Absar Adon Lisach, don't put it on your flesh. Omer Rachad, Rav Rashi, Maish, number 10, how's it different? We learned, you tell me, even though you already put it on your head, the Shem Namishcha, you're not allowed to put it afterwards on your body. Let me ask you a question, how is this different? We learned, Koyin, Shesach, Beshem, Shal Truma, Koyin, Yisrael's not have any benefit from Truma. The Koyin smeared himself some oil from Truma, he'll have benefit from. Ben Bita Yisrael, his daughter married a Yisrael, so his grandson is a Yisrael. Miss Agelboy can roll around into the oil that you put on yourself. Ain't no chayshit, no problem. And what's the svar over there? Svar is once you already did whatever you had to do with the oil, others can benefit. So over here also, the Koyin, once he put the oil on his head, why can't he then put it on his own goof? Amalei Hashem over there, it says in the pasuk by Truma, by Shema Shetruma, it says you got to be careful with it. That if someone uses it for his own purpose, or Mesa by Ki Yechalu, you desecrated it. But here, once you used it, you already took it and made a chul anyway. Ksiv, Kivin the Chal, Ha'ischel. Since you took the oil and you smeared yourself, you already made it chul. So therefore, your grandson can enjoy it. Avo Gabi Shema La Mishcha Ksiv, Shema Mishcha, it says that even Kineza Shema Mishcha Ksiv, all of that, even after he smeared it, it's still called Shem and Mishcha Selakov. Kari Rachman, still called Shem Mishcha, therefore, the Avgav Yisrael Lavla Yisrael, it never changes, it always remains Shem and Hamishcha. That's why the Nes happened, that Aaron never lost those two drops of oil. Roll back up the top of his beard. Alei Lucha Yovin Azdain Akkad, it's like about Tony, we learned. It says in the Mishnah, Chutz, the whole Mishnah talks about that all those, you bring a Karma Chatzis, if there's a Safik, you bring an Oshem Tali. Not sure you did in the Vedic Nishan Tali. Then it says, Chutz memetame migdash rikachav, if you walked in the Beis HaMikdash, when you tummy without realizing it, or you ate from Kabbana realizing it, over there it's different. In what way is it different? Moshe what? We said before that a son doesn't have to be anointed. Oh. Actually, no. By Kohenim, you do have to be. Only kings are done. Yeah, Melvin done. You do. Yes, yeah, so maybe they were. All of them were anointed, or only the Kohen Gadol? In the beginning, by Meluim, all the Kohenim. So right, maybe the first generation, since they were anointed already by Meluim, didn't have to be anointed again. Very good. Even though now he has a new position, he became a Kohen Gadol. Sorry?
Was Aaron especially
anointed? Yeah, partially was anointed as a Kohen Gadol. No, it's not written, but we're assuming. Could be, yeah. Chutz, the exception is, exception of what? Doesn't spell out. The my map said, so what are you selling that they're different? Hoki Tani. This is how you learn. Chutz matam meidu kachav shei meidu ashtolui, that even though he brings a carbon chatz, remember the rule is, if you bring a fixed carbon, then you have bring an ashtolui to the suffix. But if it's a fluctuating asham for chatz, for example, a carbon oil of the yoda, depending how rich you are, whether you bring an animal or a sheep, or a bird and so on, and that's what the mikdash took. If you summarize tamein and enter the base mikdash kodesh, you bring the chatas oil of the, so then there's no ashram tali. So the Gemara, so you want to talk about an exception that you don't bring an ashram tali, I'll bring another exception. Let's say you did an aveda, you don't know if you did an aveda or not. Once Yom Kippur went by, you were nimchal already. You don't have to bring an ashram tali after Yom Kippur. So why doesn't the Mishnah say another example where you don't bring an ashram tali is if Yom Kippur went by? So maybe ashram tali, Amrish Lakish. Kik Tani, the Mishnah's only using examples. Heicha the Isa lechatazach manapatri. You still did the Aveda, it's a Safek Aveda. Nevertheless, the Tedis is a Kosov. You don't bring an Ashram Tali because the Chatas is a carbon early Yadid. Overlay, you can put him less lechatas, the Kokapale. But when you, if your Kippur went by, there's no Aveda left. So of course there's no Ashram Tali. What's Chiddush? The Kippur was very mechapi you. That's not what our mission is talking about. Our mission is trying to tell you chiddush, that even though you still did an aveda and rightfully you should bring lashon tali, these two are an exception to mis kodesh and mikdash. But shenkin, if Yom Kippur went by, the reason why you don't bring an lashon tali is because there's nothing to bring an lashon tali for. You're already forgiven. That's a Lish Lakish answer. Yechina says maybe the mission is talking about even a case mevayit where he says he kicks. He says I'm not interested in Yom Kippur being mechapa me. And therefore, Yitaka will bring Yom Kippur, will not be Mechapa, somebody who opposes Yom Kippur. And therefore, he'll still bring an Ashram Tali. That's why we don't bring that, since it's such a possibility, the Mishnah then has to go into detail. Sometimes you will bring an Ashram Tali after Yom Kippur, sometimes you won't bring an Ashram Tali, leave it out. The coming Kippur Mechapa, Rechon Holy Yom Kippur will not be Mechapa, somebody, not that he doesn't fashion anything else, he opposes Yom Kippur. He's Mevayid Boy, which is more than just, he's very, anti the whole idea of Yom Kippur. He's very progressive. He realized what an idiot he was. He has to bring an Ashram Tali. That's why the mission leaves it out. Why is he bringing up Yechon's answer? Because he holds Mevayit, not Mechapa like Kippurim. He holds not only a Kippur Mechapa, somebody doesn't fast, even somebody opposes the whole idea of Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur is that holy. And your little sister explains to you how Yom Kippur.
He doesn't fast, doesn't believe anything.
So what? We'll talk about it soon. But Yom Kippur Mechaper, all of that he did throughout the year. And this, in fact, is a machlekes ha'omer, amchei abayi v'rava. The guy says, lo yizchapa li chatosei. I'm bringing a chatas, but I don't want it to atone for me. So why is he bringing it, basically? Abayi amar, ein mechaperes, doesn't work. And Rav Amar chapes does work. Hey, chadam alay sikriv, if he says, I don't want to bring it, and they force him to kuli amal, they pligid le mechaperes, na mechaper, dechsiv, yakriv, he's a little china. He's doing willingly. Ki pligid amal, tikriv le mechaper, I'm going to bring it, but I don't want it to work. Sorry? Yeah, but this is a carbon chattis, lechayda, what's your carbon chattis? Yeah, but you're right. Abayi says, "Emechaperet d'amal lechaper." Abayi says, "Doesn't work." He says, "I don't want to." Rav Emechaperet, "Give d'amal ticket of kapara." I want it to work. Meila, besides ticket, he says, since he said, "I'm going to be makrav kapara meila," so it comes by itself. How do Rav? Rav, in fact, changes mind. He agreed with Abayi that Yom Kippur will not work. Yachatas will not work. But just because Abayi and Rav argue by Yachatas, they're not arguing by Yom Kippur, which is a shlokish Rabbi Yechonon. That's a different argument. Yom Kippur might be different. Maybe Abayi and Rav both are made that on Yom Kippur it will work. Regardless, different on the Chatas. Kitanim, you learn, Yochel, Yehei Yom Kippur Mechaba Shavim Shavim Shavim. I would have said in the Brayse as follows. I would have thought that Yom Kippur is Mechapa. I would have thought Yom Kippur is Mechapa on those who did Tshuva and even those who did not Tshuva. That's how I would have thought. So the first Brayse is going to tell us that he holds that Yom Kippur doesn't work unless you take it seriously. The Dinu, and it makes sense that Yom Kippur should be Mechapa. Just like Chatas V'Osham, Mechaprin atone, Yom Kippur Mechapa. Machatas v'oshim only work effective if you want to do tshuva. Af yom kippur ein mechaper el hashavin. Kippur also only want to do tshuva. Okay, so chatas only works on shavin. It says here if you do tshuva. We'll soon see what shavin means. So no, but maybe a kippur is different than a kar. Machatas and kippur is more effective. Why? Imam mechatas v'oshim shem mechaprin al amazed kashayi. When does the chatas work? Only if you did it b'sheg. If you did it deliberately, it doesn't work. By Ashram, there are a couple of exceptions, Ashram Milas. But generally, Ashram is also only if you did it b'sheg. Or by Pekodim, Shrut Pekodim. But generally, if you did it b'sheg. Toimim kippurim shem chapel meri sheg. Yom Kippur, even if you did Avedas deliberately, come to Yom Kippur, you do tshuva, you'll be forgiven. So maybe Yom Kippur also will forgive even those who are not shoving. Maybe she'll do that as well. Tamar Loimer, ach. It says a pasuk, ach. By saying the word ach, is ach, but also lachayim, ach, but always comes to limit. Limit what? Those who don't do tshuva.
Is this fitting with the mission in
Rambam Chabad Rambam Chabad.
Correct.
No, this is Machlekes Rebbe Chachamim we had there. Don't do that. This is Machlekes Rebbe Chachamim which we had there, and we'll allude to it over here. My shavin is ain't shavin. Now, what does it mean? Shavin is ain't shavin. Ilay meshavin means shayge. If he did shuvah, means he did only mistake. And loy shavin means bemazed. And loy shavin means elevated bemazed. Haktani, we just said loy imam bechatz oshem. We just said a minute ago that chatz oshem. There's a distinction between the two in your kippah. There is no distinction between the two. Eloki had ulu Rabbi Yechiron. This is what it means. Shavin is ain't shavin. My yom kippurim. Like ulu Rabbi Yechiron. Ochal chayle. What happens? Shavin means that you maintain a normal state until yom kippur. Ain't a shavin means that you shmatzich, let's say by a carbon. What do you mean? What do you mean by we said by a carbon is a different in shavin and shavin, not by yom kippur. What do you mean by carbon shavin shayna shavin? So if it can mean shaygi, we already said that a carbon only works on shaygi. So when you're saying a carbon only works on shavin, it means that he stayed in a state of tshuva all the way till he brought his carbon. If he shmatzich in between when he set aside the animal until he brought it, it's been rejected. They cannot use that carbon anymore. That Eina Shavim means that he did not remain Jewish. He became a goy, and Shavim means they remain Jewish. And Yom Kippur, but Yom Kippur is different. Ochal Chaylev, he said he ate, let's say, trefil fat by mistake. He had carbon. He set aside a carbon. Vehemi dosi, then he shmatzich, became an apostate. Uchazabai, then he did tshuva. Hoyil v'nitche yitche. So since he wasn't Eina Shavim, it doesn't work by karmachatas. So it doesn't work. And by Yom Kippur, Nihid Itchem. So, what's the Chiddush by Yom Kippur? Nihid, you tell me, Achalok, Yom Kippur, the same thing. That only works on Shavin. What do you mean? Why shouldn't Yom Kippur work on somebody Shmatzich in the middle of the year and then he did Tshuva? Nihid Itchem, carbon, even my carbon. What happened there? The carbon, the animal's no good anymore. But Gavra Bakaparu, the person hasn't been affected. So, Yom Kippur is for the person, not for the animals. So, why shouldn't Yom Kippur work? So, what does Shavin and Shavin mean? Ela Shavin, Shavin means Amar Yechaper Alay Chatosi. Shavin means I want the carbon. I'm bringing Chatos. I want it to work for me. Shein and Shavin Amar Leite Chaper Alay Chatosi. Shmamen are clearly from the world. By carbon Chati say I don't want it to work. It doesn't work. And also by Yom Kippur, if you say I don't want it to work, it doesn't work. So Rava changed his mind. He agreed with the Baya, and he compared Yom Kippur to a carbon. That Yom Kippur only is effective for Shavin. That's this Bryce number here. Only works for Shavin. So I mean, I ask you a question. You tell me it only works. Yom Kippur only works for those people who do tshuva. Be looking at it, but I say Yochle Yom Kippur Mechaper Laoshes Haraboy. I would say Yom Kippur only effect for those who fast on Yom Kippur. Ever Laosu Velochi didn't do any work. The Karu Mikra Kodesh. They called it Mikra Kodesh. Called it a holy day. How do you call it a holy day? Rashi says through davening. And Tosha said by wearing nice clothes. Interesting. Wearing a nice kapota that makes it Karu Kodesh or a nice suit. It's called Mikra Kodesh. What about loin yisanaba and keep it in the fast? Also, by Malachi did work, and the Lord got to be okay. You know, he did everything wrong on Yom Kippur. Yachol Yom Kippur mechaper. I was on Yom Kippur, should be mechaper. Tam loim Yom Kippurimu mekol makom. It says Yom Kippurimu. It is Yom Kippur, so therefore, because it says the same Kippur, therefore it's mechaper in all cases. Right? You should have said ki Yom Kippurimu lechaper aleichem. It's Yom Kippur regardless. Still in two brises. First brise said ach, then Yom Kippur is only limited to Shavuot, and now you tell me Yom Kippur is mechaper everybody. The Tavayis Tam Sifrohu, they both come from the Sifro, and Sifro is Rabbi Huda, or the same author, Kashna Dodi, the same author. Oh, Rabbi, look, Kashna. Says, Abaye, it's not a problem. Why is it a problem? He says, yeah, Ho Rebbe and Ho Rabbi Huda, or Ho Rebbe Libra Rabbi Huda, Ho Rebbe Libra today. Or two different gifts. Now one Bryce is Rebbe, one Bryce is Rabbi Yehuda. The Tanya we learned, Rebbe says, "Kol Ave." Rebbe himself said, "Kol Ave." The Bein also Tshuva, also Tshuva. Yom Kippurim Mechaper. Yom Kippurim Mechaper. All the Aveiros. So the Bryce that says Yom Kippurim who is Mechaper and everything, that's Rebbe. The Bryce that said, "Ach, that's Rabbi Yehuda." That limits it only to those who do Tshuva. The only ones that the Rebbe says that Yom Kippur is not mechaper is chutz mepoydik oil. Somebody completely throws away the yoke of Torah mitzvah, don't believe in any mitzvahs. Or a megala ponim ba Torah, that he treats the Torah lightly. And Rashi says megala ponim ba Torah doesn't mean shloi kalacha be saying Moshe Nedra. It means over here that he makes fun of drush of the Torah. And umefe bris basa, and he removes the bris. She'im also tshuva and kippur mechaper. We love and kippur mechaper. So he said, basically, in kippur mechaper, everything except the worst possible things. That's one answer. We don't mean exactly in kippur. We're talking about tshuva. How does Yom Kippur work? According to Rabbi Yehuda, only if he did tshuva. According to Rabbi, even if he did not do tshuva, Yom Kippur is that strong that it's mechaper. That's what he says. Rava says. It's both Rebbe. But the Rebbe himself says, depends what we're talking about. Yom Kippur will be mechaper all the Avedis throughout the year. That's the Brice of Yom Kippur. But the first Brach is talking about Avedis, like you just said, on Yom Kippur itself. You didn't fast on Yom Kippur. If you didn't do Avedis on Yom Kippur itself, then it doesn't work. That's the first Brice. What does the first Brice say? If you didn't fast, you didn't call Mikra Kodesh, and you worked. How can Yom Kippur be the cause of this Aveda? Why is an Aveda for eating up today? Because it's Yom Kippur. Then how can Yom Kippur be the one that undoes it?
Can you have your coffee in the morning for giving vanilla?
I just said, Rebbe who says that you could, but not if you ate Yom Kippur. If you had a coffee on Tisha B'Av, then Yom Kippur would be mechaper, but not on Yom Kippur itself, because it's Ein Ketege Nasa Snege. That's it. Why is an Aveda? Because it's Yom Kippur. So how can Yom Kippur then be the one that mechaper you? And if not so, Rebbe himself has to be moided that there are some Aveda in Kippur and Mechaper. Otherwise, the Torah says you get caught in Yom Kippur. How's that possible? Whatever Aveda you did, Yom Kippur is Mechaper. So how can you ever get, the Torah says, if you know whatever it is on Yom Kippur, if you don't do it, you'll get caught. How? The second you finish doing it, Yom Kippur is Mechaper you. Every second Yom Kippur is Mechaper for the second before.
You can always do tshuva at the last minute.
You don't have to. According to Rebbe, you don't have to do tshuva. Yom Kippur, the day itself is mechaper. So how do you ever get kares? So it must be the avedis you do on the of Yom Kippur that you have to do tshuva on. Otherwise, it doesn't work. I'll prove it to you. Dilan tema hachi, kare Yom Kippur le Rebbe, kim lechol shayit v'shayit mechaper. Every second Yom Kippur is mechaper. Hei chim yishkachol, how can you ever get kares for eating on Yom Kippur? As soon as you ate, a second later, you're forgiven because Yom Kippur is mechaper. It must be that Yom Kippur does not atone you for the avedis of that day.
Like, that's not
even. You're going to die in the middle of kares. You're not going to. Your life is on the line here. Umay kusha, that's your horaya, that's a shvacharaya. Why? Because the main Yom Kippur that forgives is by day. Yom Kippur, day. So what happened at night? You ate at night, that's when you get kares. My kusha, dilma da'avar, avinu te'kula layla, you worked at night, ubahadi om l'shachar meis, and he died right before the morning, right before Yom Kippur came along. That's when you got, that's his kares. That makes sense. Okay, the kodesh of the night. Okay, I understand how it's possible to get kodesh for a night activity. But how is it possible ever to get kodesh for the day? The Taylor says the entire Yom Kippur is kodesh. No, it isn't. Because during the day, as soon as you do an Aveda, Yom Kippur is mechaper. That's a kasha. My kusha. Maybe while he was eating, he strangled himself and he died. So therefore, there was no chance. There was not a second there for the mechaper. That's how he got his kodes. And he died, and there was no time for mechaper. He did a second before Yom Kippur was over. So while he was doing his avodah, he died. There was no time whatsoever to be mechaper. Rashi says here that kodes is, it means that you die and your children die as well. Tosis wants to bring a ray from, he brings a rivah that holds that kodes throughout Shas, throughout the Torah, does not mean your children will die. Only you will die. Because otherwise, what's the problem? So you die straight away, but your kids can still die, so there's still shy of kodes. What's the most question here? What's the most whole question? The most whole question here is, how is ever shy of kares? And we say, it's not, and we're saying here, that what do you mean? It's possible that kares will not be effective. It's not an ideal, kares will not be effective. Why? Because you ate and you died in the middle. So what? But your kids can still die an hour later. So kares can always be effective, if kares means your kids as well. So l'cheder, what's the gemara's kashi? So he wants to get eye from this gemara here, that kares does not affect kids at all. It's only you. And the difference between the Shemaim is 60 and kares is 50. Yeah. I'm right. And Tetzis agrees. Okay, let's go back to Gemara. The Mishnah said, the Chacham say Afa Megadif. You said the exception. It is. There's another exception, Megadif, because it's not. There's no Maisa there. Where the Shlokish learned. My Afa Megadif. Rabbanu Shom Rabbi Kiva told about Oiv. Rabbanu heard Rabbi Kiva say an Oiv is included, but did not include Yedoini. Now Yedoini, why didn't include Yedoini? Because we learned flapping your arms is not really a maisa, so surely you should also include Megadif. There's even less of a maisa, just talking. Why didn't you include Yudaini? Because of a maisa. And we already said Rabbi Kiva didn't include it because, oh, even Yudaini are the same pasuk. Megadif, not really a maisa. Megadif also has no maisa. That's their argument. So if Megadif has no maisa, there's no Oshantoli. Or Mchatas. the Rabbi learned, it says in the Braise, a lot of Gisai is a bit complicated, but anyway, just. So we learn, Megadiv mevi karbon. A Megadiv, somebody who a blasphemer, he brings a karbon. Where does the Pasuk say you have to bring karbon? Hoya, because of Nema boy, it says in the Pasuk, Karas. In the Pasuk it says that whoever Hashem who Megadiv, v'nichnasa ha-nefesh ahi mikedav ama. If he's a Megadiv, it's the end of Shlach, when we had the story of Megadiv. So therefore, it says Karas. And whenever it says Karas, you bring a karbon. Give it a kiva. And there's another pasuk where it says, "V'nasa chetoy." It says there, if somebody's mekalel Hashem, somebody curses Hashem. If v'nasa chetoy, he carries a sin, and so therefore the klal, and therefore chetoy. So therefore, you bring a carbon as well. Freddy Gemara, the klal, who are you? Tell me, there's a rule called Hechad Kibbe Carbon. You tell me that Kodesh is the place of carbon. Wherever it says carbon, carbon. What about Pesach Hamila? The Kibbe Kasebe Kodesh Lemaisi Carbon. You don't bring a carbon. So just because it says Kodesh by Megadiv, who's bringing carbon? Hachikah, that's what I want to say. Megadiv may be carbon. Megadiv brings the carbon. Hoyol, Uvolo, Kodman, carbon. Because in his case, in this pasuk of Megadiv, the Kodesh there is in the place of a carbon. Because it says, V'nasa Avoynoi, by Mekal Hashem, and then by carbon Pesach Sheni, it says also V'nasa Avoynoi, and therefore we know we get Kodesh and carbon. Divrei Rabbi Akiva. Somebody holds. Pesach Sheni. No, we don't. We'll see in a minute. But Kodis. Somebody holds. Right now we're bringing from Mekal Hashem and Megadiv. It says Mekodis, and by Mekal Hashem it says Cheta Yisa, Cheta Yisin. So therefore it means you bring a carbon. Those are the two psukim that he brought. Yeah. And Megadiv says Venichrasa. Says the Gemara. Kesava the boy michtav kodesh ba'almo k'siv kodesh mokum karbon shma menah ma'isi karbon. Since it says generally kodesh, and it says here kodesh mokum karbon, because the next pasuk it says he has a cheta, you know, that he has an avela, he carries a sin. So there cheta yisa. Therefore, zaray you bring a karbon. V'oyim cheta yisa. V'osur rabbanon. This last part of cheta yisa, actually, the rabbanon are answering. He's either to gusoyis. Rabbi Kiva is addressing the rabbanon, or the rabbanon addressing Rabbi Kiva. V'hochi kam Rabbi Kiva rabbanon. This is our gusoyis. Rabbi Kiva says the rabbanon. Amrit megadiv as b'maisa. You say megadiv. There's no maisa. Ma'u megadiv mevorich es Hashem. You know the machleki. What does megadiv actually mean? Megadiv somebody who worships avodah zarah, or megadiv somebody who's a blasphemer? You're saying Megadiv has no Maisa. So you're therefore saying that Megadiv is what? Megadiv is Mevorech Has Hashem. If there's no Maisa, there's no Karbon. El Kodesh de Kodesh Lemayasa. So what's the Kodesh over there? If there's no Karbon, there's no Kodesh and everything else, there's no Maisa. So why does it say Kodesh there? Amri Leh, they said that Megadiv is not a blasphemer. The reason why it says the Kodesh is Litin Kodesh Lemekalu. To give kodesh to the mekal, the chesiv it says mekal chet yisa yishahu chesiv bepesach sheni chet yisa malahal on kodesh avkan kodesh. We need the chet yisa, which is in the same parsha, to tell you that because megadiv and mekal are all in the same parsha, to tell you that what do you call it? That by that you get kodesh from mekal Hashem. How do we know? Because it says chet yisa, and by pesach sheni it's chet yisa, and there's a machlekes we had in Gemara Keta Tzoylin. If you miss the second Pesach Sheni, do you get Kodesh or not? And we hold that you do get Kodesh in the second Pesach. So therefore, by Mekal, it says Cheta Yisa. Therefore, we know that there it says that you get Kodesh. But Megadiv is something totally different. Megadiv is someone who's an Oyved Avodah Zarah. Nothing to do with Megadiv the way you're learning that it's with no Maisa. We all Megadiv is Avodah Zarah. That's what Kodesh is. Mekal is Hashem, which is what you're saying, Megadiv is Mekal is Hashem. How do you know you get cut from this Gzer Shabba Yisus Chet? Tell them what we learned. If Hashem Megadiv, Isa ben Yehuda says, what do you mean Hashem Megadiv? He says it means that you're a blasphemer. So a blasphemer is even worse than Oved Avodah Zarah. Oved Avodah Zarah, you're saying there's other things out there that have koiches. Megadiv is somebody who's undermining the very existence of Hashem, which is far worse. So what's Megadiv? He said Megadiv is like with a rage, Megareif. Ka'adam al-Khaveda girafta ha-kaida, you cleared out all the food of the plate, and v'chisart, and plus you took the plate as well. That's a Megadiv. Completely undermines the existence of Hashem. Ksava, Megadiv, what is Hashem? A blasphemer. Rabbi Lozim al-Zayim, no. You know what Megadiv is? A guy who worships Avodah Zarah, like Rashi says, he sings to the Avodah Zarah. And therefore, so it's not so bad. And therefore, Ka'odam ha'inach veda girafta ha'kaida, you cleared out the plate of v'loichi starta, you left the plate intact. But you still might believe in the Eibishter, but you're also singing to these Avodah Zorah, like Shittuf and all that kind of stuff. So we have a machlekes here, Rabbi Kiva and the Chachamim, what Megadav means. Tanya, either as Hashem, either we learn that Hashem, that Rabbi Zorah, Rabbi Zorah, Rabbi Zorah, Rabbi Zorah. Then when it says there, Megadav, Rabbi Zorah, Chachamim, Rabbi Zorah, Rabbi Zorah, Rabbi Zorah, Rabbi Zorah, and Chachamim say it means somebody who is a blasphemer. Mishnah. Yes, there are those, Mavi is carbon, that those people who bring a carbon, chattas, the nechel, and they will be eaten by the kohen. Yes, Mavi is carbon, nechel, son, they bring a carbon, but nobody can eat it. We'll soon say, why not? But yes, ain't Mavi, they don't bring carbon at all. They don't bring it at all. Now we'll explain. Carbon, nechel, when do you bring carbon and you eat it? Hamapelis, if a woman has to, when she miscarries or she gives birth, at the end of the period of 30, depending on male or female, she has to bring a carbon. So what happens? She's mapel kemin behem chayv oiv. If she's mapel a fetus that looks more like not human, like an animal, it's still a living creature. So you have to bring a carbon. It has to not to be a living creature. It has to actually physically have the form of a human. Hamapela sandal. What happens if somebody's mapel, like a sandal means literally a shoe, or a fish, like a shoe or like a little fish? It's compressed. She miscarried a child or completely squished. Or it lost its form. Or the embryonic sac. Or the skin of a child, you know, when it has little parts, you can't really see much. The child was cut up into pieces. Or a maid who was chayv in all the mitzvahs as a yid. Mevi'a carbon. All of these bring a carbon of a nechel. Because all they have a chayv is being carbon. So they got to bring it and it can be eaten. The elu mevi'a, the following bring. We're not sure a suffix, but they ain't a chol. They cannot eat it because it's a suffix. What are they? Hamapeles when you did my pillar. It was mapel, but I'm not sure. Was it a form of a human? Not a human. Not sure. Or shtei noshin, two women she pilu achas. What happened? Two women that they were both miscarried. One of them pilu achas. I mean, pot, one of them was mapel, an embryo that is not. They don't bring a carbon. But achas mean chayva. What do you do? So they bring a carbon together. They bring carbonas, but he cannot be eaten. But the basic aim is my That gave they came different occasions. They both stood there together. Shtei maybe is carbon and nechel. They can both bring a carbon, one carbon in unison, and make a tanai. If I'm the one who's chayiv, then this is my carbon. If you're the one who's chayiv, then it's your carbon. The basic holds you can make a tanai on a carbon chattas. Elu she'ein mevi is the following. Don't bring it all. And what are they? Hamapelish for moli mayim. If you bring a sack but full of water, moli dam full of blood, moli gonna need more different colors. Or hamapelish came in dogim, chagovim, shkotzim, ramosim. Or you miscarry and bring in a fetus that what looks like a fish. Or, you know, or the locusts and grasshoppers and all these creepy crawlies. Or hamapelish ye maboyim. For the first 40 days, we say that it does not have a dinner of a child. If you're a mapel within 40 days, you miscarry within 40 days, it's not really a living thing. Or a yaitse doifin through cesarean, through a Caesar. And Abshimin Mechaibich, the Abshimin holds, no, that's also considered born in certain cases. By Bechoy, we said not, but in this case, it is. By Behema, carbonus was not. Says the Gemara, Shivcha Menol, and first of all, how do you know Tafka, a Shivcha also has to bring a carbon? The Rabbi Belon, Bnei Yisrael, says in Pasig, Bnei Yisrael, says Dabra, Bnei Yisrael. Isha Kisazri, and so on and so forth, we would have thought only Bnei Yisrael. Anyway, Bnei Yisrael, Giyadis, Vishivcha Menain, how do you know Tamalayim? So in the Pasig, it says in Pasig, Isha. Isha Kisazri, what if they, Isha, who else can be Mazir, not Isha? The Chain Shivcha as well. Sorry, I would have thought, Ki Amrina. Yeah, the Gemara is asking a question. What do you mean with chayin shivcha? Isn't it obvious? Why should a shivcha be different than any other Jewish woman? So I would have thought, ki amrinan kol mitzvah she'isha chayeves bo eved chayi bo. I would have thought, when do we say that a woman, that an eved or a shivcha have all the dinim of a Yiddish person, hani mila hechidov shal benisha, all those mitzvahs which are in common between both. Avol yoyledes, when it comes to the mitzvah of yoyledes, the benoshim mitzvah only applies to women, by noshim less than not by men. Eimel loyte chayim shivcha, maybe a shivcha doesn't have these chayivim. Achitani shivcha. Therefore, it says shivcha.
Why do you limit that to giyarisim and shivcha?
Sorry, what?
Anything by isha. We want to learn over there that applies also to giyaris.
Yeah.
Why are you limiting it to giyaris? Go vital. In other words,
what's the argument to say that the giyaris the yid that's excluded?
It seems that the giyaris and shivcha over here, the giyaris is the shivcha. It's not two separate cases. Why would Yeris be any different? Even though it says Yisro, we don't know where Yidash and Yisro Yeris. But it's only the Shivcha. And the Shivcha, why? Because we were thought only things in common a man and a woman. There's a big machlekes in Amram and Ravid, actually interesting why they're bringing it out for me. Mishnah Melech talks about if a Eved Kanani has all the mitzvahs of a woman, does he, an Eved Kanani, is a guy who is forced to become Jewish now and everything else, and he, as long as he's an Eved, he has all the mitzvahs of a woman. Does he have the Iser of shaving, you know, the five lavin of shaving, or not? Because a woman doesn't have, we learn Lala, Gzeri Shabbat, a woman doesn't have the Iser of shaving. So there's a machlekes. And the way it's explained is, Chaim Brisk and others have explained it, is that what's pshat? Is it pshat is that an eved has all the mitzvahs of a yid, comes to Gzeri Shabbat Lala and reduces it down to a woman? Or is it pshat that an eved is totally potter and Lala comes to increase it? The nafka min is, the reason why a woman doesn't have that vera of shaving is because she doesn't have a beard. Not because it doesn't have that vera. The mitzvah isn't there. So therefore, is an Eved Chayiv. If the vort is that an Eved Chayiv like a man, and whatever she's exempt from, so is he. She's not exempt from this. And if you learn that Betzim is Potter and Lola comes to give mitzvahs, and the fact is that she doesn't have this Avera, she doesn't have it. The same thing would be over here. Here we're saying, yeah, we would have thought that since it only applies to women at the time, it's not that a man is Potter from this. It's just a Mitzias. He doesn't have children. So it's not Shaykh. And yet, we would have thought, if not for the special, what do you call it? The word Isha, if it wouldn't be for that special ribui, we would have said you're Potter. So we see from here Lechayra Raya that I think it's Raivid, that Etzim and Eved Shivcha Potter from everything, they're only Chayiv what an Isha is Chayiv, and no more. Even though it's a question of Matthias, it doesn't matter, because you still need Isha. Anyway, let's continue. Elam even carbon, the following being carbon. So my oven, what exactly they do? You're saying that two people bring, they stand next to each other. So what? How can they bring one carbon chatzos? Mais and tavai chad carbon. They both bring one carbon. Vaday the chatzos oif sofik umasli. They bring one carbon vaday, and they bring a chatzos oif one carbon. Yeah, they both bring this different carbon to bring. So there are other carbonas the oil they bring themselves, and you can make a tanai. You know, if it's an oil, it's an chayv. It's chayv. Now it's a voluntary carbon. Chatzos oif you cannot bring voluntary. So chatzos oif they share one carbon, and they make a tanai between them. The chatzos oif sofik umasli. Make it tonight between them. That if I'm the one who's chayv, then you know it's mine. If you're the one who's chayv, it's yours. And each, you know, they buy together, and each one's moichel their part to the other one. Says Yigmar to Miyisra Beis Tanoi, Beis Hol B'Chal the concept tonight. But now we learn Rishon Noyim Meviyish name Chatzas Achas. We learn Rishon said they both bring one Chatzas. Beis Hol Ain't Shnei Meviyish Chatzas Achas. You cannot bring one Chatzas because you can't make Tanoi by a carbon. Amar Beis Hol Beis Tanoi. Omar Rav says, Rav, you're right. Rabbi Yisi holds you cannot make a tanai in a karma chatzah when you need it for atonement. By a woman, she's bringing this chatzah. What sin did she do? She had a child. It's the biggest, most beautiful thing in the world. She brings here only because she's lacking kapara. Even though she's torn everything else, she cannot eat from karbanas until she brings this. So it's not an aveda. If it's not an aveda, he says, then you could make a tanai. My time. Why? What's the reason? Hossam over there by Chatos Chaylev. We need that you need to know when you bring the carbon 100% that you're liable, and therefore you can't make tonight because that means you don't really know. But you need to know 100% that you're liable. This is my carbon. You can't make it tonight. You can't bring it to make it tonight. I will hocha ki masin noshin carbon is to do about chilz kachim. All they're doing here is allowing them to eat kachim. Kiratani sefer that he abiyesi oimer kol chata shibal chet. Einstein brings oisa any chata to with aveda to cannot bring it. So it's clear it's only avedas because you need to know exactly what you're doing tshuva for. A suffix tshuva is not as valid tshuva. What's the argument about Yetzir Daifin when it comes to the cesarean? My time at Rabbi Shimon, why does Rabbi Shimon say that it's considered as if you're born and you bring carbon? It says a pasuk, v'im the keva tailored, if you gave birth. L'rabba, it says again, v'im the keva tailored. We're talking about tazriya, what do you mean keva tailored? Extra word. L'rabba's leida achel is another way of giving birth, and that's also included. Mahi Yetzir Daifin. Rabbi, my time, I'm Rabbi Money, Rabbi Isha, Kisazriya, the Yolder. It says the Pasuk, Isha, Kisazriya, the Yolder, Achetelet, Mokin, Shemazras, the natural way. It says the Mishnah. This Mishnah we already had in Psach and the Gimel. I'm interested in my Chleg, Shaman Hill. Okay, so we said when it comes to a female, the first 14 days is all Dam Toy, the next 66 days is, first 60 days is Dam Tomei, the next 66 days is Dam Toy, so that's 80 days, and the 81st day she brings the carbon. The night between the 80th and 81st, she already finished her 80 days, but she's not yet shy to bring a carbon until the 81st. If she, let's say, falls pregnant again during these 80 days, in the times of her dam tor, and then she miscarries and within the 80 days, you don't have to bring a separate carbon for that event because it's all included. But if she miscarried the 81st day, she has to, it's not included anymore in the first carbon, you got to bring second carbon. So you have an interesting machlekes. What happens on the night of the 81st? On the night of the 81st, she miscarried. Beshamai poit him in a carbon. You don't have to bring a second carbon. Why? Since you didn't enter yet the 81st day, you didn't yet have the chiv of the new carbon, so this can be included in the first carbon. And Beisil Chai Batula says, even though you couldn't bring the carbon, but it's already over the 80 days, finished. Omru Beisil. Sorry? Yeah, but we actually had this whole discussion in Pesachim. We could use this as Oy. Remember, Oy is Yom or Laila, and we use this as an Oy, that Oy means night. Yeah, Beisil, yeah. Omru Beisilil Beshamai, Beisil Beshamai, Maishno Oir Shmoini Ve'echem Yesh Ve'echem. Why should be the night different than the day? Question number one. Im Shiva Loyla Tumil La Yishil Loyla Carbon. When it comes to the Tumil, if she sees Dam, the night of the 81st, it's a whole new Cheshbin. It's not part of the 66 clean day. So when it comes to Hilchas Nida, it's a new Cheshbin. So why should carbon be different? It should be a new Cheshbin also. And therefore, she should bring a carbon. Omru Lehem Beshamai Loyno. Before he answers regarding Tumah, he says to them, regarding Nida, he says, Im alartim in my pelis, yoim shmoini ve'echad, I agree with you, if you gave birth on the 81st day, it's a new carbon, shekein yoitzel v'shoh, shiru, you love it by carbon, because you already entered the time that you can bring a new carbon. Toim in my pelis, lo'oy shmoini ve'echad, but in the night, shalo yotzel v'shoh, shiru, you love it by carbon. You can't bring a carbon at night, so then yet, it's not shaykh to the new carbon, so therefore it goes back to the old carbon. It's like no man's land, it goes back to the old carbon. That's number Amru Lehem Beisil. So Beisil, Beshama did not address yet Beisil's question about Nida. He introduced the idea of the carbon. Beisil responds, "V'haloi ha-mapelis." What do you mean? I'll show you ha-mapelis yoyim shmoyni ve'echach ho-v'shama. What happened to the 81st day that falls on Shabbos? Techiach. You cannot bring a carbon. Shalo yotzer l'shar shiru lo-havi. You cannot bring a carbon on Shabbos, a private carbon on Shabbos. And yet, if she miscarried then, you'll agree with me, that's a new carbon, even though you couldn't bring a carbon. It's very hard to stand Hill's word over here. I mean, at least it's shaykh requirements. It's a side issue why you can't bring it. But the night of the 80 is not a side issue. You're not chayiv yet till the day. Unless he'll hold. Really, you're chayiv at night, but the side issue at night, you don't bring all kotch, you don't bring it now. We had before in Temura. What are you talking about? The musig of carbon is shaykh and Shabbos, not your carbon, but carbon is shaykh and Shabbos. So therefore, if she miscarries, then it's a new carbon. You never bring a carbon at night, so therefore, it didn't happen yet. The chiv, and therefore, goes back to the old carbon. Now, what about your original question you asked me about Dam Nida? Bahadamim Einam Echichin. Don't bring me a raya here from the Damim. You want to say that, you know, Nida starts a new Cheshbin and same thing by a carbon. What, nothing at all. Why? Shamapelas B'toich Meleyas Demeh Temeim of Tumina Carbon. What happens? She's mappled the day number 78. She's mappled day 78. Then the blood that is, even though the Tumina is all damn tired, now she comes Tumina because she's just mappled right now, starts a new Cheshbin. Yet, as far as the carbon, everyone is Maida, she doesn't bring another carbon. So we see there's a disconnect between the Chiv of carbon and the Dinim of Nida. So don't bring the two together and don't conflate two issues and clean tomorrow.